Once upon a time, there was a little girl. Not so long ago, we're talking about last week, actually. But this little girl, since she was a little teeny toddler, had heard so many stories about heroes and heroines and people saving people and Superman and Supergirl and Batman. She'd been watching all the films. She'd been reading all the stories. And she wished she could be a hero or a superhero. Because all she really wanted to do was help people and help them in the most amazing way. But nobody needed help in that way, because people were fine. So she just had a dream that she could be a hero one day and do something amazing to help somebody. One day, her name was Jemima, by the way. One day, she was walking to school. And as she was walking to school, she saw somebody on a bicycle. And that person wasn't looking where they were going, and they were just about to hit a car. And this was just about to happen. Jemima said, "Watch out!" And the person riding the bike heard what she said, suddenly looked around, saw the car, and just pulled up immediately and stopped and said, "Ooh, thank you, little girl. You've saved my life." And she said, "No problem." And then the cyclist drove off, and Jemima walked off down the road, thinking, well, that was really enjoyable, but it's not being a hero, is it? So, Jemima carried on walking to school, and she saw in the middle of the road a tortoise had just walked out of a garden, crossed a pavement, and was just starting to walk across the road. And Jemima saw this tortoise and said, "Stop! Stop!" But the tortoise couldn't speak English. And Jemima shouted louder. She said, "Turn back now!" But the tortoise just put his head back into the shell and tried to hide from what was going on, the shouting. So Jemima quickly ran up to the tortoise, picked him up, put him over into the garden again, and thought, "Phew, that's a good thing." And the lady who owned the tortoise rushed out when she heard all the shouting and said, "What's going on?" Jemima said, "Your tortoise had escaped from your garden and was just walking across the road. And I just went and grabbed her and brought her back to you." The lady said, "Oh, thank you so much. This is my favourite pet. I've had this tortoise for 30 years and she's never escaped from the garden before. I've no idea how this happened, but thank you so much, little girl." And Jemima said, "Don't mention it." She carried on walking down the street, walking to school. And suddenly she saw an old lady lying in her garden, not moving. So she rushed into the garden and said, "Madam," she said, "can you hear me?" But the old lady didn't say anything, didn't speak. So she quickly rushed into the street, saw a grown woman walking down the street, said, "Excuse me, can you help? This woman's just not moving." And the lady rushed to have a look. She said, "Well, I'm a nurse and I can tell you this is not good." And suddenly she took some equipment out of her bag that she was carrying and measured her pulse and said, "This lady's had an overdose of insulin in her body, but I've got something that can deal with it." And she gave the lady an injection, and suddenly the lady came round and was breathing fine, looked her in the eyes and said, "You've saved my life." The nurse said, "Don't thank me, thank this little girl. If she hadn't called me and seen me, you would not have survived." She said, "Oh, thank you, Jemima." Jemima said, "No problem at all." Jemima went to school, had her classes, came back, just had dinner, with Mummy and Daddy. And Daddy said, what did you do today, Jemima? And Jemima said, oh, well, I went off to school. I had my class. And then I came home. Daddy said, is that all? She said, yeah, pretty much. He said, okay. Would you like me to read you a story again? She said, yes, please. So Jemima lay in bed. And Daddy started to read a story to her all about superheroes and heroes and princesses and magic. And Jemima said, I wish I could be a superhero. And Daddy said, well, one day, you never know. But then one person rang on the doorbell while they were in bed. And she said, are you Jemima's father? He said, yes. She said, I just wanted to say that Jemima rescued my tortoise today that was in the road, and she saved her life. And I just want to say thank you. She was my hero. Father said, really? She said, yes, okay. And then there was another knock on the door, and it was a cyclist wearing a helmet. Daddy said, well, how can I help you? He said, well, I was just cycling along and I wasn't paying much attention, and your daughter shouted at me to be careful, and I looked up and a car was just about to hit me. So I braked and swerved, and she saved my life. And she's my hero, and I want to give her this box of chocolates to thank her. Well, the father said, really? He said, yes. And when did this happen? He said, this morning. Oh, okay, well, thank you very much. I'll give this box of chocolates to her, but tomorrow, because she's done her teeth today. And he was just going off to sleep, and then, sorry, he was just going back into the bedroom when the doorbell rang again. He came down, there was a little old lady. He said, how can I help you? She said, well, I just wanted to thank you and your daughter. He said, what do you want to thank me for? She said, because you are Jemima's father, aren't you? He said, yes. She said, I was unconscious because I'd overdosed on insulin. And Jemima called a lady who happened to be a nurse, and she just happened to have an injection that could save my life. What a hero she was. I'm so grateful. Can I give you these flowers to give Jemima? The father said, well, yeah, thanks very much. And the old lady said, you won't forget to thank her from me, will you? Because she really is a hero. The father said, yeah, don't worry, I will. He went up to the bedroom with Jemima. And Jemima said, you know, Daddy, I really, listening to all these stories of superheroes and powers saving the world, I really wish I could be like them. And her daddy said to her, you know something? You were such a hero today, because you saved this tortoise's life, you saved this cyclist's life, and you saved this old lady. Why don't you think I'm a hero? She said, I'm not a hero. I just did what anyone would have done today. And that's why I didn't think it was important. And her daddy just looked at her with such love and respect in his eyes. And he said, you know, darling, you were a complete hero today. She said, was I? He said, yes. Heroes and superheroes don't need to dress in costumes and fly or do magic. They just need to look and be aware and help people. And the way you help those people today, you're my hero. And she said, oh, thank you, Daddy. Daddy gave her a big kiss goodnight. And Jemima went to sleep. That is the story of Jemima
the superhero.
Yes.